Well, again, welcome to all of you here and those who have called in on the Believer's Line. I trust that what I'm going to share with you tonight will not only edify you, but give you a little bit more information on the subject matter we'll be talking about and sharing with you. Two Sundays ago, those of you who were at Point Loma or who have called in, I shared on His voice. And so I wanted to follow that up with a sharing that's entitled, it's kind of long, but how do I know God is speaking to me? Honest question, fair question. How do I know God is speaking to me? Tonight, I'm going to share on some signs and ways that God is speaking. First, I want to talk about how we may pray, and more praying. But we need and should take time to listen. When you ask someone, let's say your parents for something, you ask for whatever it is, you walk away without getting an answer? Well, of course you don't. You wait to listen to what they're going to say. Hopefully it's yes. We may be asking God for his help, and it may seem that he's not answering you. We may have had countless times when we wanted God to speak to us. We pray for clear direction. We pray for clear direction, a vision, dream, or a word. So we can know exactly what to do. God's not going to give you a hit and miss plan or answer. He's going to show you or talk to you on what exactly you should do. So we keep waiting for an answer that doesn't come. Do not think that you're not special to God. He's ignoring you. How many times in manifestations does God tell us just how much he loves us? How many times in manifestations does God tell us we are special to him? So, right now we have two elephants in the room. The first one is, does God always hear our prayer? It's an honest question. The answer to that is yes. Yes. Always. Always. This promise is throughout all of his word. To see one of them, or an example, I would have you turn to Psalm chapter 66 in verse 17. Psalm 66:17. It says, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Why would that be? If you're all tied up with your problems, your sins, your mistakes, how are you given time to focus on what God's trying to say to you? See, it's easy to get distracted by, I wonder if he's going to, hear me or what have you. Well, it doesn't stop there. Look what verse 19 says. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my what? Prayer. There's your answer. Always, always remember that. Always. Okay, the second elephant. Is it possible that God ignores some of our prayers? The answer to that is no. No. He never does. Never. We are God's children, and he never ignores his children. He promises that too. In this same chapter of Psalm 66, look at verse 20 says, Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my what? Prayer. Nor his mercy from me. It said in clear writing that God has not turned away, or that he has not turned away from my prayer. There's your answer. Let me say this first. These signs or ways is that God isn't limited to them. He is not limited to them. There's other ways, but these are just some of them. Now, each of these is blocked, or I'm sorry, each of these is backed by Scripture. We just saw two, okay, which is timeless. God's word never expires. Never, never. Okay, number one on ways to hear, is God talking to me, or does he hear my prayers? One of the most obvious and simplest ways God speaks to you and I is his word. His word. There's nothing new under the sun. His word. And a very familiar passage, if I can have you turn and let's read this again, and that's in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So God breathed. This was God talking then to lay down these words for them in those times and for us today and for those tomorrow as long as Jesus Christ has not returned. So it's given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. We pray to God a prayer for, how do I do this, Father? I have no idea. I don't want to live my day without you involved in every part of it. So you're praying for instruction, and it says it right there. In righteousness, in the right way of doing things. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God wants to make sure you're thoroughly outfitted for whatever it is you're about to do or going to do. Except for robbing a bank. That's a different story. So he wants us to be thoroughly furnished. All right? And he tells us that. And the way we do that is go to his word, or he's talking to us there, or in a prayer with answers expected. If the same type of verses or theme keeps coming up, it may very well be a sign that God is speaking to us. You have a situation with love and stuff like that, and you keep on getting directed by God to go to these verses or chapters to speak about love and stuff. God's trying to show you something, but are you listening? Okay, number two, another way, audibly. Don't discount this sign of God speaking to you. There are records in his word where God has spoken to people and they heard his voice. One that is most known is the pillar of fire. He was giving them direction, but what was he doing out of that pillar of fire? He was talking. He was talking to the children. He was talking to the Israelites. They heard him. Okay? So don't discount an audible word that God gives you. You know, I'm not saying that any of you have never heard it. Hopefully you have, but it's one of the ways. Number three, how about other people? Other people. Another sign that God is speaking to us is through wise counsel. Wise counsel from another brother or sister in Christ. Here, we're going to see Moses' father-in-law talking about through another person. And for that, I need everyone to go to Exodus, please. And when you get to Exodus, go to chapter 18. And we're going to look at, for starters, Exodus 18:14. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? And all the people stand by thee from morning unto the evening." Like, okay, what are we going to do? Now go down to verse 17. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." Now go to 19, the first part of verse 19. "Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee." There you have it. Through another person, he's delivering a message that God wants him to know about. Note, we can check wise counsel to see if it's godly. How? By going to the Word. You can check on that. Look at 1 John chapter 4, please. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. And I'm going to read this out of the NLT. 1 John 4:1 says, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God, for there are many false prophets in the world." How do we do that? We go to His Word. You can check it and verify it through His Word. So just because you get wise counsel or someone who has good intentions doesn't always mean it's correct. You can say thank you, but you can check it out. You can check it out. We do this by reading our Bibles, like I said, and knowing God's Word for ourselves. And we're always hearing and being implored to read the Word, read the Bible, read the Word, so we can be built up with the information God wants us to know. So we can have that. We can fall back and rely on God's words. Okay? See if what's said is in line with God's word. Bottom line. Okay. Number 4. Visions and dreams. Visions and dreams. Throughout the whole Bible, we find God speaking to people through visions and dreams. In different circumstances, of course. Now, the three magi had this dream, and to see what was going on, go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. Matthew 2:12. I'll do this from the NLT also. "When it was time to leave," speaking of the magi, "they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a" what?
Dream.
"Not to return to Herod." If you can't get some kind of counseling or a vision or dream from someone, you can bet and rest assured that if God's telling you this, follow it. Follow it. How about with Paul receiving instruction in a vision? Go to Acts 18, please. Acts chapter 18 and verse 9. "One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, 'Don't be afraid, speak out, don't be silent.'" God is really giving him a pep talk here, see? But God's talking to him. Again, in a vision. The whole book of Revelation, by the way, is visions in which Jesus appears to a prophet and tells him what's going to happen soon. I thought that was an interesting one. And one last one, let me say number 5. It's an inner knowing or awareness. An inner knowing or awareness. Since we're born again believers, we have residing in us the Holy Spirit, right? And that means it's Jesus Christ in us. And the Holy Spirit is always with us. Look at John, the Gospel of John 14. The Gospel of John 14 and verse 26. "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." Okay? Remember I shared about how when we listen to His voice, we need to tune in our spiritual ears. We need to tune in our spiritual ears. And we will know when the Father is nudging us in the right direction. I've had that happen many times. Many times. Also, use His word to see if things line up. Once again, things line up. If your gut inner knowing doesn't line up with what God is saying or telling your spirit, then it's not Him. It's all you. It's all you. People often ask me, how do you know God's speaking to you? Well, when you get this message, you'll know if it's something you conjured up or a friend threw in an opinion at you. But when it's God, you'll know that I couldn't have possibly come up with that. No one has ever told me that. So by process of elimination, which shouldn't take long, hopefully, you'll know it's God speaking to you. So you want to move out on that. Here's another way God can speak to you. It's what I'm going to call the bonus suggestion. And that's try journaling. My dear sister Jeannie can share that with you after fellowship if you want. But journaling. And what it is, you share your heart with the Father with a question you have on your heart or just about his goodness, but you want a response. So have that pen ready after you write down your question or the words you share with the Father, and just be peaceful and quiet and just start writing down what he's putting on your hearts. In closing, we have to ask ourselves first, are we taking, and I emphasize this, quiet time with the Father? It's easy to say for us, oh yeah, I give God my time. And when is that? Oh, when I'm on the work floor doing this, doing that, or when I'm building this or doing that. No, no, no. Stop what you're doing. Go in a room where it's peaceful and quiet, or that movie where she had that closet of prayer, and spend some quiet time with the Father and be ready to hear what he has to say. Okay? God is always talking, but are we always listening? No. So spend some quiet time with the Father when we are listening to him. Are we willing to take heed to God's plans, which are always better than ours? Amen?
Amen.
The gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for showing me so that I can share with my brothers ways that we can hear from you. And I'm thankful that we're probably already experiencing some of those, Father, but I know there's other ways also. But you've shown us in your word when you've talked to your children or people to help them out in situations. Father, we are different in this regard. We are your children, Father. So help us to hear you clearly and not to hesitate when we have something on our heart that we need help with, to seek you first, always, Father. And when you speak to us, Father, boy, does it bring the best answers known to man. So I pray for each person here tonight in this room that they can take full advantage of this. Yes, we want to pray. But we also want to listen. And so, Father, I thank you for their lives here and for who they represent with that Christ in them. Because each one of us, again, as you say in your word and in the manifestation, is loved by you and are special. So we just thank you, Father, and praise your name in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.